Hello, hello, Simon here. Hello, my imaginary friends. Just driving to a client site at the moment. Some meetings to go to. Not sure how well you can hear me above the noise of my car. Apologies in advance for that. I'll try and keep this brief. I've been listening to my good friend Andy Taylor, also known as the Northern Bloke. His Twitter handle is T_NorthernBloke. Been listening to his audio booze. He recently got an iPhone and he recorded a audio blog entry on his on the inbuilt recorder of the iPhone. And I said, well, why don't you use Audio Boo? Because then that really just sorts out the publication element of it. Makes it really, really easy. He's tried it out, and so it's time to get the conversation going, really. One of the things that Andy mentioned in his I don't know whether it was the audio blog or on his audio booze, was Foursquare and Google Latitude. He seems to be quite a fan of checking in his location in these location-based social networking tools, and I've heard about these location-based tools, and I've heard a lot of people talking about them, and I tried to install Foursquare, but it's a few months ago now, and I think it wasn't available in the UK at that time. It wasn't in the UK App Store, so I wasn't able to install that, but I got Gowalla instead, which is a competitor to Foursquare, and I believe it's technically better than Foursquare, that's what my spies tell me, but it hasn't got quite as much penetration in terms of the number of users. So, that's what it's. That's why it's different, I suppose. Why it exists. One thing I'd say to Andy is, okay, if you're so mad about these things, why don't you get Gowalla as well, and then we can hook up on there. I wanted to go a bit more meta than that. What I haven't managed to get in my head yet is why. There are the times when I most think, oh, it'd be good to be able to, for my iPhone to automatically tell someone where I am, have been usually about where my wife wants to know where I am, because, you know, am I on the way home yet from work, and all that sort of thing. And rather than phoning her up and disturbing her, or her phoning me up and disturbing me in a meeting or whatever, it would sort of seem sensible that she could just go onto some tool and find out where I am, because my iPhone knows where I am. There's that Find My iPhone facility which you get with Mobile Me that will tell you. So Apple knows where your iPhone is all the time, or they can certainly poll it. I don't generally want everyone to know where I am. Not all of my friends, because and the public. So it's a bit of a quandary there as to, okay, I could just go on to Gowalla and update my status, you know, every time I think of it, and then everyone can see where I am, including robbers. So I just don't get it, and I'd like to understand from Andy why. What's the golden use scenario that he's got for it? Why it's so important to him to use these tools? I'd be interested to know. I'm not questioning it. I'm not pouring scorn over it. I'm just intrigued to know, because it's one of those things where I hear a lot of people talking about it, and it's the next big thing, and I don't get it yet. I don't get it. And I was that way with Twitter for about the first year. I didn't really get it until I was using it. And found the sort of the perfect use scenario for me. Okay, thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye bye.